this morning.
Jewish news from down under.
Down under.
With Vic Aladar.
Good day, mate.
Vic, are you with us? Saying she's an Australian authoress or author. It's her first book.
That's right. And for those who are not familiar with it, it's a book which has become a bestseller in the United States, in Britain, and here in Australia. And it's about an unlikely love story which takes place at Auschwitz, of all places. And the story essentially is about a man called Lali Sokolov, who had the task of tattooing new arrivals at Auschwitz and was putting numbers on their wrist, and his eventual wife, a lady called Gita Furman, who he meets, according to the book, while retracing her numbers. And the two eventually reunite after Auschwitz was liberated. They marry and they make their way to Australia. Now, the interesting part about all of this is that Auschwitz itself, the historians at Auschwitz, have disavowed this book, saying that it is full of inaccuracies. They are historical inaccuracies. And with such basic facts as the number which is on her arm, they say does not tally with the date that she arrived there, because as anyone knows, the numbers do tally with the dates that people arrived in the camps. The author talks about the use of a bus as a gas chamber. They talk about Lali Sokolov and other prisoners being told to return to Birkenau without an escort, which historians say simply never happened. And so there are a lot of doubts which Auschwitz itself, as well as historians, Holocaust historians here in Sydney, I may add, have cast doubt on this book. And in fact, in The Australian, which is one of our national newspapers here, over the last two Saturdays, there have been major articles on this book, pro the book, against the book, pointing out the accuracies, one saying, well, it's fiction, but it just still makes people aware of what took place, et cetera, et cetera. So it's created quite a bit of controversy and yet internationally has, as you say, has gone around the world, even to South Africa.
Yeah, as I say, you're very, very popular here. And Science says, I didn't enjoy it at all. It was quite poorly written. So, but I definitely know that a lot of my friends did read it and absolutely loved it. But I think it's important to be aware that historically there are a fair amount of inaccuracies in it. Jewish school refuses to accept son of a graduate because his mother converted through reform.
Exactly. So this is Moriah College, which is the oldest Jewish school in the country. It's and the largest one here in Sydney, has over 2,000 students. And a graduate of the school, who shall remain nameless because obviously his child is a minor, is outraged that he's unable to send his own children to the school because he himself married a lady who converted to Judaism through the Emmanuel Synagogue, which is one of our Reform synagogues. And this has made the entire front page story of the current issue of the Australian Jewish News. And it's caused quite a ruckus, so much so that there's a petition going around online, obviously, with a lot of high-profile members of the community objecting to the position that the school has taken. And on the other side of the coin, just yesterday I was speaking to a former president of the board of the school saying, you know, that is our ethos, that is our right as an Orthodox school. This is not, you know, the Yeshiva College, but it's a halakhically Orthodox school, and that is our right, those are our values. And people have choices. If they come here, then they know what they're getting, and so we stand by it. So, but that was an informal conversation. The board itself has not responded formally to date, but it has caused a lot of debate in the community, as you can imagine, especially seeing as that the father, the child's father, is a graduate of the school.
I'd love your thoughts. 34519 or 061-895-1019. What do you think hearing that story? And, of course, hearing both sides that Vic is presenting, I would love to hear from you how you think that that should be dealt with. Finally, Australia opposes 6 anti-Israel resolutions at the United Nations, Australia becoming, in my view, a tremendous friend, actually not even in my view, factually becoming a real friend of Israel internationally.
So it has. So as everybody knows, I mean, the United Nations is a sorry farce of an organization when it comes to human rights, when it comes to Israel, etc. And every time the Human Rights Council meets at the UN, a standing fixed agenda item 7, is human rights abuses perpetrated by Israel. Permanent item 4 is human rights abuses perpetrated by the other 192 countries at the UN. So it literally divides Israel and the rest of the world. So in the last few days, there were, I think, about 20 anti-Israel resolutions at the UN, and Australia has stood firm, opposed 6 of them. 3 of them, so it changed its vote to no on resolutions calling on Israel to return the Golan Heights to Syria, on another resolution ignoring Jewish ties to Jerusalem, and a third which places the blame for the lack of peace with the Palestinians solely on one side, that being Israel. All 6 resolutions obviously still passed, given the majorities that we have at the United Nations, but it was very, you know, gratifying to see that Australia took a principled position in opposing these 6 resolutions.
Absolutely, and well done to them. Time is 6:23. That is Vic Eladef. We speak to him every Tuesday morning, and Vic is, of course, the CEO, the Chief Executive Officer of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. Vic, thank you as always.